This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number three. All right. Looking at Charlottesville and now Boston, of course. We should all be a little bit concerned about this. Not so much the end result. The end result is pretty much already written. But it isn't going to be fun. Ronald Reagan warned that freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. And clearly the people involved in a lot of these shenanigans, young men, they have no understanding of what freedom and the great American experiment are all about. And this is not just a problem of the left, and it's not owned solely by the right. This is a universal problem among all of the participants in this horror story playing out on our nation's streets, whether they are Constitution-quoting white separatists or Marx-spewing anti-fascists or anyone in the Rainbow Coalition of trolls and idiots that seem to capture the national spotlight of late. All of these are what we would term in, when we're talking about terrorists, we would be labeling all these people extremists, which is what they are. The most obvious evidence of their very corrupt concept and idea lies in the glaring hypocrisy of all of their little alliances. On one side, you have the violent, nihilistic anarchist who espouse an end to government, all forms of government authority, teaming up with the revolutionary Marxists who support an all-powerful authoritarian state, along with racist separate groups like La Raza, which recently repackaged themselves to Unidos U.S., the Brown Berets, the Black Panthers, Muslim groups that endorse Sharia theocracy and oppression of women, the LGBTQ plus activists who are disliked by several of the previously mentioned groups and condemned to death by the last one, as well as a wide variety of enlightened people of tolerance who just want all haters killed or beaten out of existence. On the other side, you have the so-called patriot groups. Now, I'm not talking about militias, okay? I'm not talking about militias. These are the ones that will march in lockstep with the patriotic, God-fearing morons in the white sheets and the goose-stepping idiots that revere a socialist dictator that their grandfathers were willing to give their lives to defeat. Like I said, they wouldn't be able to fill out every bus in a bus depot. So there's not that many of them. That's just who's been on TV lately. Alongside these thoroughly incompatible ideologies of the various anti-feminists, the anti-homosexuality, the anti-Muslim, the anti-immigration groups that fear they are being oppressed and supplanted by the various aforementioned groups. And standing over all of this is the fake stream media. They feed the anger with their painfully one-sided reporting, while much of the alternative media seems to skew a little bit off course sometimes. But a lot of times when they're talking about the alternative media, they're talking about me. They're talking about people like me. They're talking about talk radio. Most of the politicians and the pundits, think the Never Trumpers and the academians, they all file in line with the PC police to denounce the white, straight, Christian, male-dominated groups as evil hate mongers, and then they ignore, play down the blatant racism, sexism, and anti-male, anti-Christian pronouncements of the left. No one is interested in the cause of the sudden prominence of white power, the men's rights groups. And they don't get away with simply laying that at the feet of Donald Trump. Nor are they interested in hearing the complaints of these groups, anyone who is foolishly associated with or lumped in accidentally with these groups. So they simply apply a derogatory label and declare their views and opinions invalid and unworthy of being heard or even being allowed to be uttered. This, of course, frustrates people with valid concerns and valid complaints, driving them into these awkward alliances with people with whom they have so little agreement. Now, a lot of people have been warning of the rise of the repercussions of the violent left and the cover provided to them by the media, the politicians, academia. And all of that is being increased by recruiting white identity groups. So as some frustrated people get together to complain about the unfair treatment they are receiving, they're sucked into associations and actions they wouldn't have even thought about a year ago. The kinship is all based upon sharing a common enemy. And they feel like the only way they can be heard is if they yell and take actions that will attract media attention, like the march in Charlottesville. So here's a newsflash to those of you who are genuinely valid, who think that a statue of Robert E. Lee is part of our history and we should keep it, whether good or bad, that it's about Southern heritage and everything else. Those of you that fall in that category, who would actually have been the legitimate ones to hold a protest for Unite the Right, which was just a wording for a leftist to get in and stir up some supremacists. You folks are being played like pawns. You need to stay home. I'll explain that in just a second. We're never going to give serious consideration to anything said by anyone who wears a swastika or a pillowcase, or anyone who talks like someone wearing a swastika or a pillowcase. And we're not going to give credence to anyone associating with people wearing swastikas and pillowcases. So using a racist epithet and speaking derogatorily about people's race, religion, ethnicity, sex, or sexual preference, never going to be socially acceptable or tolerated. Unless they are aimed at white, Anglo-hetero-Christian males. Everything else is strictly off limits. It isn't fair, but trying to force the issue just makes things worse. The natural response to an unfair assault is to give as good as you get. And in the real world of national politics and public opinion, it's just not going to work currently if you're going to be out there trying to woo the fake stream media. Because we're always going to be the privileged majority. We don't get to participate. We get to watch. If we want to be liked. There's a big, and I'm going to get to all of this in a minute. We in the Second Amendment movement are always a moving target for these leftists. And no matter what they're running around, whatever the charade is right now, we are the end goal. We're at the end of the street. Okay? Now, right now there's a bunch of the Bloomberg anti-rights conglomerate. They're out there right now associating the NRA with white supremacists on the grounds that they supported Trump, who they say is a white supremacist. See how this is working? And they had the temerity to criticize lying media and the leftist violence earlier this year. The ancient proverb, "The enemy of my enemy is my friend," is only applicable in some circumstances. And right now it seems to be working with the left, although it may turn around eventually. It doesn't work for the right, and we are not with them. Those few that are out there, we're not a part of that. We're not a part of that. I'm not a part of that. You're not a part of that. Any alliance with evil is just evil, and all sides of this particular mess are corrupted. Let's stand back for a moment and make a call later. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation. Civilian or professional, an Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Lock and Load. Let me clarify one thing that I was saying there that I said I would get back to you on. In the event that something were to happen in the United States where there was like a call to arms. There's a lot of things I think would happen. Cities are going to be bad. Any major city is going to be a bad place to be. Because inevitably some of these people that have seen too many movies are going to attack supply lines. And if you're going to stop trucks on the highway, without truck deliveries, well, you don't have to worry about how fast they hit the food at the grocery store, because without something to reconstitute that food, it's not really going to matter. So if they try to stop that, then that'll be really easy to fix. That'll be really easy to fix. But I really, honestly, if somebody said, well, what do you think is going to happen? I don't believe that the veterans of this country and most of law enforcement, any of the law enforcement that I know, are going to sit back and just watch this country go down the tubes due to some violence. Which is why I suggest we sort of sit this one out and wait till it really requires our talent. Being drawn into a fight right now serves no purpose. Better to keep our powder dry when we really need it. And then when the time comes, we just go out there and we make very short work of it. Because all of these guys that are advocating for violence right now, they don't know what they're talking about. They got no idea where this is coming from. And it doesn't matter which side of the aisle they're standing on currently, because most people, 99% of people, don't serve in the military. And I don't know what the percentage is of being in law enforcement, but I'm sure it's pretty similar. If you've got 920,000 sworn law officers, which is the number I keep seeing, state, federal, and local, throughout the United States, that's not a bunch. That's not one in 320 people that are in law enforcement. There's more people in the military, so the incidence of being in the military is a little bit higher than law enforcement. But right now, there's a lot of very viable veterans walking the streets. And it's not going to be something that veterans are going to just sit back and say, well, it was inevitable. No, that's not going to be the way it is. Because we actually believe in trying to leave the country better than we found it. We got out there and gave the country our youth. And that's what it means to serve in the military. You voluntarily give your youth to the country. And you guarantee your oath with your life. And if you get called on by the country to go, and we can sit around all day you want. I'm not going to sit back and belabor any of the geopolitical stuff about, well, was this war warranted and was that war warranted? War is hell. That's the thing to take away from war. It's hell. And sometimes it's necessary. How I feel about whether they are necessary right now or not, given the way these politicians seem to work, not really germane to the conversation. The best part about it, though, is the skill set you come away with. And no, I am not a practicing soldier, nor have I been a practicing soldier. I was in the military for 7 years. I've been out of the military for 27 years. But you know what? If something bad does happen, I will be hanging out with like-minded individuals who will have like experiences as mine, like qualifications as mine, no matter how faded they are. And that's one reason why we train. So the end result is not really something I question. The problem is getting there. Getting there is going to rip the guts out of the country. It's going to do so many things. They're going to have to do some things to safeguard the government. And when they do that, well, that's going to be the end of a lot of things that we've taken for granted. And everybody that's been out here saying, oh, well, it hasn't been that way in a long time, Bill. Well, you'll find out You'll find out. And it won't be a whole lot of fun finding out. And it'll be a generation or two before we settle it back down. So you and I won't be here to see the difference if it happens in my lifetime. So think about that, if you will. The end outcome is going to be completely different with the group of people we got right now, especially with Mattis. Mattis trying to do a coup with Mattis in the way is one of the riskiest things I can think of. With Mattis and Kelly in these positions they hold right now, it gets worse. Because Kelly's not some politician who knows how to keep his collar starched. This is a soldier. This is a guy who worked his way up. So having these military people in place, I don't know what the mindset was and the motivation for it was, but the end result is it becomes very precipitously dangerous to go against them, because these guys are respected enough, even today, that. You know, I did this thing by Kurt Schlichter about the coup, and I was talking about how they would put everything in place and everything. The military is not going to react well to being duped, if that's what were to happen. And they would believe Mattis and Kelly. So, is the military in on this? No. They would not be. Law enforcement depends upon the municipality. Most of these, most of the city police departments would probably be of a certain persuasion, because depending on where they are, they're basically hired in a mirror image of the city council. But the outcome is pretty assured what the outcome would be, but I am telling you that if you think it is bad now, if even when we win, which we would win an insurrection, we would win against an insurrection. Even when we win, we'll be looking at these as the good old days. So we better fight it with everything we got currently. We don't need to get physical just yet. If we need to get physical, things will be different. But we need to be fighting it ideologically and not be afraid, because it's not going away one way or the other. They're in it all the way. And all we can do is meet them. And beat them. We will beat them, but we will have to meet them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearm connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes. Or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Sure would like to take some time off from this political insanity, wouldn't you? But I'm afraid that I'm going to have to go from political insanity to, to getting literal with the name of the title of the song, of the show, if we don't. But every weekend, I do take a little bit of time off. I throw the drone in the air, I video, I shoot some video. I shoot a lot of video for the YouTube channel. But, I just try to let go of everything for a moment. Then when I come back, I'm surprised by what I find. Like, I'm surprised to find that there's been a consensus formed that Nazis are bad. I had no idea where the establishment stood on Nazis before all of this, but I know they're bad. And everyone from CNN to Mitt Romney hates the Nazis. Aren't you proud of an establishment that takes that kind of a stand, huh? They're going to hate Nazis, and they don't care whose jackbooted toes that they step on. I've also learned that if you hate Nazis for being bad, you're not allowed to hate anybody else who's also bad, because Nazis are so bad that you have to devote all of your hating capacity to hating Nazis such that there's no room left to hate anybody else. And you must love the Nazis if you hate them, because you've got to hate the Nazis with all of your mind and all of your heart, since, as we've learned before, Nazis are bad. It's so good for us that our moral betters have figured all of this out. The new breed of Nazis, for whom weeding doesn't seem to be in the cards, is less menacing than the originals. Instead of Schmeisslers, they pack tiki torches. And no one seems to be able to explain that one, unless that's the closest thing they can find to you know, the Frankenstein-type torch. The old Nazis invaded Poland and wouldn't leave. These Nazis invade their mom's basements and will never leave. And apparently these 300 or so misfits and malcontents are a potent peril to the Republic. And I'm not sure if they themselves are a direct threat to anything besides the bottom line at a Golden Corral all-you-can-eat buffet, unlucky enough to have them as patrons. The only thing scarier to its manager would be seeing Lena Dunham waddling in on cheat day. They are not utterly harmless. One of these cowardly morons ran over and murdered a woman, which fulfilled the media's long-standing dream of being able to report on a terrorist who wasn't a radical Muslim, a Black Lives Matter fan, or a Bernie bro. But the fact remains that this scraggly collection of polo-shirted dinguses, numbering in the dozens, is less of a threat to our society than the gleeful attempt by the establishment and their media puppets to use the looming threat of the Third Helping Reich to crush all opposition to the status quo. So the establishment's tactic is to paint anyone they dislike as Nazis and any ideas this member oppose as hate speech, all in support of a strategy of slamming shut the Overton window of any kind of change. And the media is running with it. And if you get on Twitter, anyone to the right of Maxine Waters is now a Nazi, especially if you dare observe that the fascist fatties are not the only scumbags out there. A week later, CNN is still quivering and writhing in an earth-shattering Nazi-gasm. When it's finally all over, they'll be cuddling and sharing a Virginia Slim with the New York Times. And everyone from Hollywood halfwits to the CEO of Starbucks are making clear that they disapprove of Nazis and nobody else. It's also got the usual suspects of the right activated. That's why you see the needy Frito-cons like Mitt Romney being pulled from their well-deserved obscurity and sent out to dance eagerly for the nods and the nickels tossed their way by the same media that said he gave people cancer. And I assume that the guys vying to replace John McCain as the leader of the Blue Falcon wing of the GOP, Jeff Flake and Ben Sasse, competed vigorously to see who could ignore violent leftists in order to signal the most solemn rejection of Nazis in a manner that validates a lying leftist premise that the Republican Party harbors Nazis. And we saw another pathetic grasp at relevance in the form of finger-wagging by the has-beens of the failing cruise cabin sales organization, the Weekly Standard. But all of this cheesy grab for short-term political advantage is much more dangerous than that motley collection of storm doofuses. The Times is now running op-eds advocating the suppression of speech its coastal elite readership finds unappealing. And yet, a newspaper advocating censorship seems like a smart long-term strategy. The ACLU has added an asterisk to its acronym that explains that the only civil liberties it's going to be protecting from now on are the ones exercised by people approved by its rich leftist donors. So, abandoning the one thing that earned the ACLU grudging respect across the board, their free speech absolutism, seems like another smart long-term strategy, doesn't it? And the tech twerps of Silicon Valley decided to take it upon themselves to decide what discourse may be discoursed. And that's a smart long-term strategy that couldn't possibly explode in their smug, goateed faces. And what about us normal people? Being with the normal people gives you a very interesting perspective that you're not going to get if you're surrounded by other people that are invested in politics. None of them care. The exact number of times I heard normal people mention Nazis was zero. Zero. No one normal was talking about it except on the occasional big screen. You know, like in the sports bar when it pops up. No one normal was paying attention to the Wolf Blitzers or the Rachel Maddows. Everyone normal was living their lives and this fake moral meltdown has no part in them. The fact that the whole thing is so ridiculous doesn't help it gain traction. Donald Trump is a whole lot of things. But being a Nazi is not one of them. And the idea that there are two sets of idiots facing each other, you can't point out that both sets of idiots are idiots, that doesn't ring true. Normal people are blessedly free of the little taboos that the establishment seeks to impose, like the one that forbids pointing out that the alt-left is just as scummy and slimy as the alt-right. The general feeling among normals is a pox on both your basements. The great Nazi panic of 2017 will fade when its sponsors realize that it's not having the effect on the mass of the normal Americans they hope for, sort of like the Russian collusion. And that doesn't mean it hasn't caused grave damage. The establishment, they have in their desperation to return to unchallenged supremacy, eagerly jettisoned their dedication to the concept of free speech. It might not work out the way they hope once there is a national arbiter of what may and may not be thought or spoken. Because after all, as you found out last November, the people that they thought was going to be the arbiter of power, wielding the power, isn't necessarily the person who you thought was going to be wielding the power. What stares back at them is a vast chasm of seeking normal life. For them, that looks like darkness. That's why I describe it as a chasm. Otherwise, it's, you know, this is something the elites on the coast are talking about. This is something everybody in the media is talking about. Everybody in Washington, D.C. is talking about. Nobody else is talking about it. People in Charlottesville, they're probably sitting around going, I don't know what just happened. I really don't know. That's what's facing them. And it's not going to be pretty if everything goes critical. That's going to be so bad for them. So bad. Because those that are uncaring are not going to sit back and let a bunch of people tell them what they're going to do. It's just not going to happen that way. That's why they voted for Trump. One more time, I hand this back to Genesis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you tired of paying fees and commissions to that other site? I know you are. And I'm here to tell you about a great alternative to sell your stuff. BuySellMakeOffer.com is the best-selling site to ever come along. It doesn't matter what you're selling, big or small, it's easier than ever. And you can use Skype to show your items and get to know your potential buyer, and they can see that you are for real. No more blind trust. And you're not limited to snapshots. You can video what you're selling to better sell it fast. For as little as $9.95, and that's after a free 30 days, you can sell everything you no longer want with absolutely no fees, ever. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and become part of a community of buyers and sellers who have already discovered this revolutionary way of getting it sold online. That's BuySellMakeOffer.com. You'll never regret making the switch. BuySellMakeOffer.com. So, what are you waiting for?
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Last time on the firing line. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I think that the Sermon of the Mount applies to the vast majority of Republican Party officialdom right about now. You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. The Republican Party was once the party of conservatives. It still is the only place any conservative can be elected into the political world so far. Unfortunately, the party of Reagan is gone. And Trump did not make them disappear. But his improbable run and win has revealed who the party really is. And it is really not very pretty. It has been apparent for a while that they are part of a stupid party, the stupid party. I just didn't know how stupid they were. They suffer from Stockholm Syndrome. Captured by the left, they've been cowed into being a spineless mush, afraid to be called names. And I never really thought it was this bad, though. It has been apparent for a while that the party is interested in taking a back seat as long as they get money and perks and some kind of fame. TV time, wearing a suit and making it look bad like Lindsay does. But I never thought that they were this corrupt. And something has gone very wrong since Trump ascended. And it's not him. He's virtually the only one trying to do the right things. And at this point, it's clear that we have a combination of sick factions in the GOP. None of them give a damn about the party's voters. None of them give a damn about the principles they claim to have stood for in the past years. And none of them have a clue about what is going on. What has this party done since Trump saved their bacon, keeping them in the majority, saving them from becoming a worthless second fiddle to a corrupted Hillary? Nothing. And now it's worse than nothing. I'm not the first to say this, but let me be very, very translucently clear about this. The GOP has become a party of spineless wimps and frauds. They have betrayed the half of us that wanted them in power. They betrayed the base that once supported them so well, and they betrayed their country. They sit by, watching fecklessly, as the left is destroying the agenda they were sent to put into place. They've been sitting on their hands while the left has been destroying their own party's president, not only doing nothing, but often actively helping the left in their attempt to take him down. They've allowed this nonsense of Russia, Russia, Russia. They're allowing it to fester, knowing it's nonsense. And it's provable that they know that, by the way. None of them stepped up to the plate to tell the left, the media, the public, and the world that it was an asinine construct that had no evidence and simply wasn't true. Instead of actively coming against this pack of lies, they sat on their hands and let the dumbest narrative ever pressed into American politics fester into something almost half of the country psychotically believes. They also sat on their hands while they attacked Trump, his cabinet, his family, his hair, anything, everything. They watch like sheep as the agenda that we voted for has been neutered, all the while that they, the GOP, were doing nothing. We have a very deadly mix of laziness, Stockholm Syndrome, and spineless, unprincipled crap. Add that, throw in there a few more ingredients, money grubbing from donors who did not want what their voters wanted, along with the simply faithless actions of a lot of them. They were hoping against hope that their friends, the Never Trumps, would finally prevail, be able to say they told us so. And add the renewed iciness of their own base toward their party, and you have a mix, a very toxic drink that could virtually leave the GOP in shambles. And no, none of them know this. They don't understand this. They're not getting this. Because they're stupid. They're spineless. They're dishonest. They're money-grubbing. And they can't drink in just how awful they look to their own voters. They lost the election of 2006 and 2008 for similar reasons. The base checked out and stayed home. Even back then, the bad GOP wasn't this bad. So here we are, and there's only a few ways this can go. The voters that got excited about Trump and his America First agenda might stay home. They might try to get rid of party leaders who are liars, all of them, taking many of them out through primaries and other party arrangements. One more possibility, you could have a wave of resolved anger sweep through the center right voting base. And if it comes to that, the cold civil war could become pretty dang hot. And whichever way it goes, the GOP will never be the same. Do you think I'm inciting violence by pointing this out? Because I'll tell you what incites violence. Inciting violence is being Neville Chamberlain. Signing a peace treaty with the left means you are inciting violence. You are giving them that green light they're waiting to see. The peace in their time never existed, and it never exists. And that didn't end very peacefully last time, did it? The GOP sitting on their hands as we descend into mob rule. The things we believed in, they're now mocked, derided, called every name of the book. They virtually looked the other way as one of their own congressmen got shot. We now have an equivalent of what? In the entirety, all of them, Jeb Bushes. They're all Jeb Bush clones. The majorities that we voted for are a bunch of mealy-mouthed, clueless fools who spent all their money, as did Jeb, to get 3 delegates. GOP, you promised us an immediate repeal and replacement of Obamacare, and we've had 9 months of absurdities. You not only failed, but you did nothing to discipline those who made it fail. Ryan is still the speaker. McConnell's still the majority leader. The senators who prevented this promise from being enacted return coats, and they got no consequence from their leadership, other than ratify some good judges. We've gotten nothing from this Congress. They watch the left through their toady media shills and their fractured foolishness take down everything we voted for. And now they're clucking about a ginned-up narrative concerning Charlottesville. They're now blaming Trump for telling the truth, that the violence of the Antifa and the leftist groups is just as bad as the Nazi skinheads and just as unforgivable. Like cowards, they're kowtowing to things that never happened and to made-up narratives, and they're running away because they just can't stand to be called a racist. And while they're not being called that, they're watching history be rewritten. And they're allowing their base to be tarred as a racist and a bigot and a Nazi. This is not going to go well for them. It's not going to go well for any of them. And it's never been this bad because the GOP has never been this bad. And we now know because Trump inadvertently shined the light of truth on who they really are. The election of Trump was quite revealing of this party of frauds. It was never his intention. But that's what's happened. They have been undressed before the whole world. They have no clothes. So what is a nation that has been lied to by both parties supposed to do? What is the base of the GOP going to do? I don't know. But what I'm seeing is this. I've never seen the center right so disgusted and angry at its own. And you need to listen, GOP. We haven't left Trump, but we are going to leave you. It's not official yet, but there's an avalanche about to begin. And the anger is going to boil over upon you. And GOP, you're not going to like it, but you have no one to blame but yourselves. To the very small list of conservatives that fight the good fight, I apologize. But to the rest, you become like the salt in the parable. You are now good for nothing. Back again in 21 hours. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. And pay attention. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.